God's story.
God's, God's story.
God's stories. Celebrating what God is doing. Here's Crystal Thornton.
Hi, friends. I'm Crystal Thornton with K-Love News, and today we are bringing you a special behind-the-scenes conversation with the cast and creative team behind the brand-new K-Love on-demand Christmas short film, Virgin Birth. This powerful film tells the story of Jesus' birth through Mary's eyes, a fresh and deeply emotional perspective that highlights the courage, faith, and surrender at the heart of the Christmas story. We are excited to share how this project came together, what it means to the teammates who made it, and why this film is already touching hearts across our K-Love family. Let's dive in. All right. For the producer and director, Derek Gates, who is a team member right here at K-Love. Oh, my goodness. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
This film tells the birth of Jesus through Mary's perspective. What inspired you to approach the story this way?
You know, I think we're all familiar with the Christmas story with the nativity scene and no room at the end and the animals and baby Jesus in the manger. I think I was sitting in church several years ago and the pastor was talking about how Joseph was going to divorce Mary quietly. And we don't really talk about that. Like, he didn't believe her when she came and said, "Hey, I'm pregnant with God's son," which tells me there's probably friction and tension there. And, you know, it's an idea that I've had in my head for, man, 15, 20 years. And, you know, 5 years ago, started putting it on paper. And to me, the whole story became very clear is about surrender. Mary's in a time where you don't believe her. You know, she could have been stoned to death if no one believed her. And to me, that requires a tremendous amount of surrender when you're walking forward with this task that God's giving her. And she has to walk forward in an environment and culture where she could be stoned to death if no one believes her. And to me, that's surrender. That's trusting God's plan when it might cost us everything. And so to me, that is the heartbeat of this film. That's what we want to encourage the audience with. Because me personally, I've been in those situations where God will nudge or ask me to do something. I'm like, this is impossible. This makes absolutely no sense. But I still have to take that blind step forward in faith. And I think if we're able to get to that point where we can do that, we want to encourage the audience that God's plan is far better than the plans that we have for ourselves. And that's what surrender is. And so that's what we're telling with this story.
What did you want viewers to understand or feel about Mary that we don't always consider?
I think we know, I mean, Violetta, you've been saying this all day today, so I'm going to steal directly from you, by the way. Fear, God calls us to do something. That doesn't mean that fear is going to be absent. Like, we're still going to have to deal with our human emotions. If God has a perfect plan, the enemy is going to be right there trying to derail it. So to me, clinging to that faith, taking that step forward in faith, trusting God when everything around you seems impossible, that's what we want to encourage the audience with.
Since this project was created in-house right here by K-Love on-demand teammates, what made it so meaningful for the team?
First off, K-Love's not done narrative. This is like the first narrative short film. I come from, Nathan as well. I think we all worked in the film industry. And being able to take those gifts that we did, projects that we did in L.A., the skill sets of filmmaking, acting, directing, producing, and being able to do it in this medium where 20 years, Crystal, I was in L.A. trying to build my own personal kingdom, and God has a way of humbling us.
Yes,
and to be able to come and do narrative filmmaking, but to build his kingdom, like that's incredibly rewarding because we're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for him.
So true. No. So true. Were there any moments during the production where you sensed God's presence or direction in a special way?
Absolutely. One day, you guys can all relate. We had a technical error. One of our cameras went down. We're going into our biggest production day, and we had a lot to get through. And right as we're rolling cameras, shuts down, stops. And that put us out a half a day. And no one freaked out. We kind of just sensed that, all right, Lord, like, you know, we all got together, we prayed, everyone kept their cool. And with that, we can look at it that the Lord saw that, you know what, you guys need more time. So with that, we were able to get an extra production day where the enemy's trying to derail. The Lord's like, yeah, here's an extra production day because you guys need more time to get that done. That was a hurdle, but no one freaked out, which I know me, I usually freak out.
What do you hope families experience when they watch Virgin Birth this Christmas season?
One, I want them to connect to the story in a new way. Like, we've never really seen Mary's story before told through this perspective. Mary and Elizabeth, most of the story follows Mary as she goes to see her cousin Elizabeth. And through that, you know, relationship, Mary kind of learns to surrender her fears, and Elizabeth's kind of a counselor, mentor to her, and using her own life experiences and her own seasons of suffering to kind of guide Mary forward. So I want the audience to be encouraged by the life lessons that Elizabeth passes on to Mary, because I think they're applicable to all of us.
Awesome. All right. For the actress who plays Mary, Violeta Ortega, Mary is one of the most courageous women in scripture. What did it feel like to step into her story?
It was such a humbling experience, to say the least. It was intimidating also because of who she is. But I just tried to honor her, her courage, her faith, her strength, her bravery. She was so young at that time, and someone appears to her and said, like, this is going to happen and it's going to change your life. And she just went, yes. That type of faith, I think that's the thing that we all aspire to be, like that faithful obedience that she had, even though she was so young. But yeah, it was intimidating, but it was beautiful. It was an honor for me.
How do you prepare for a role like that?
I did a lot of research prior to the shoot, a lot, because what I knew of her, it was just this perfect, sacred figure, icon. So I did a lot of research, not just on her, but on her time, the customs, the way that they talk, the way everything, so it could look more authentic at the same time. So it was a lot of research physically, and then emotionally, it was just sitting with the thought of surrender. Like, what does that mean? Fate is not the absence of fear. You can have faith, but you can still have fear at the same time. It's a human emotion. And Mary was a young girl. I think trying to come up with that balance of faith and fear, but quiet bravery. And she was so young, and the time that she was living, and nobody believed her and things like that. It was complicated to balance all those layers, but it was a beautiful experience. And I tried my best. I know that she deserved better, but she got me. So I gave it all.
You did. Was there a moment on set or in the script that felt especially sacred or real for you?
The birth of Jesus. I didn't expect it to be when I stepped on set with Lee and Derek, and I saw the lighting and all that, and it was just so daunting. It was so beautiful, and it was a project that was really, really emotional. But I almost felt like she was there, like he was there. You know, like it felt so beautiful. It was like time stood still. It was just everybody was so committed. It was so quiet. It was beautiful, and the baby going was amazing. He knew what he was doing. It was almost as Mary was there, you know. She's like, it was so beautiful.
How did portraying Mary deepen your own understanding of faith or trust in God?
Sometimes the process is painful, but God meets us in our fear and meets us in our faith. It's not just in one or the other. So to me, it's helping me a lot to learn to surrender. I struggle with that. I want to control everything. I want to know everything. I want to... And that's what I did with Mary. I learned everything I could, and I did all that. And once I was there, it was just like something took over. And I cried when I was supposed to cry. And I felt like things that I wasn't supposed to be feeling at that specific moment. And it was, you need to let go. He knows what he's doing, and you need to trust God's plan and let it go. It's hard. It's really, really hard. But we need to believe. We need to trust.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Beautiful. All right. For Joseph, Lee Pena.
Hello.
All right. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
What drew you personally to this project?
Well, I have to thank Ronnie Hummel Casting for that. She put out the casting, and also Capernaum Studios. I've done some projects over there. And so this was kind of close to home, literally and figuratively. So I wouldn't have known about it had it not been for those two entities. And so I'm very thankful for them. Thanks, Ronnie. Thank you, Tammy. But on a spiritual level, being able to attempt to portray some humanity for some biblical characters that may not be as fleshed out. And so trying to portray some humanity to Joseph was a great challenge and something that I was really excited to take on. Yeah, so, and Derek said this many times, there's not a lot in the scripture about Joseph, right? He was going to quietly divorce Mary, and that one little line, that can mean so much. What's going on there? We think of Joseph as a righteous and a just man, and you glaze over the part, the internal struggle that he would have had, right? We're kind of just like, well, he accepted it, moved on. He's the stepfather of Jesus. But there was probably a lot more that went on there. Disbelief And so he had to, again, surrender and accept that this was the Son of God, Son of Man. And I think that it's important, what the Bible's there for, right, is to provide these stories and these experiences to implement in our daily lives. If you've ever had a time in your life where you feel like your entire life was just ruined, which is what Joseph was going through, he believes that his wife was unfaithful to him and he had plans, right? And we can all set a plan and try to have control, but that may not work out that way. When you feel like you have a lack of control, if you surrender to God, it's going to be okay.
Is there a message in the film that resonated with you on a personal level?
No, I'm just kidding. No, it's, yes, of course, yes, there's many messages throughout. Me personally, I'm going to echo what I just said. I'm one of those people that I like to have control over my life, over what's happened. I like to know what's coming up. I want things to go as expected. And so putting myself in the shoes of Joseph, who would have had his entire life turned upside down and completely unexpected, and being able to say, I'm going to stay this path, I'm going to stay obedient to the Lord and save the world, right? Save humankind. If you surrender yourself to the plan, which you may not know or understand at all, you know, good things can happen.
Well, we can't wait for the world to see your portrayal of Joseph. I know it had to be difficult, though.
For sure. Yes, it was.
What was your preparation like?
It was looking into Joseph and realizing how little there is there. Derek is really he brings the best out in the people around him. And so I was really happy to have Derek and Violetta to bounce off of. It was really humbling and exciting to be in a creative space where everyone is trying to do their absolute best to make this the best product it can be. It's bringing humanity to the stories that we can be so far removed from. And making them relatable and understanding, wow, okay, these were human beings. They had emotions. They had doubt. And that's okay.
Thank you so much. All right. This is going to be for Elizabeth and Herod, played by Catherine Franco and Nathan Marlowe. What did you learn about the Christmas story that surprised or moved you?
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
First, I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Oh my gosh.
I just put another candle on the birthday cake. I just thank you so much for having us. There's so many things that I just really appreciated having acted it out, actually being there and being immersed in the story. I'm partial to Elizabeth because I've studied her. So I love the fact that Mary had a safe space to go. She had a cousin to go to, and that we were both pregnant, and there's no way that we should have been. So just the path leading into Christmas, that we needed support from family who believed in God and had great faith. And I think it's who you surround yourself with that really does help you go through those hard times along with your faith in God.
Nathan, what about you?
Well, I think
Herod.
From Herod's perspective, it's kind of all about me, isn't it?
I felt a little threatened
there, and so I had to try to eliminate the threat as best I can. So one thing about this character is, you know, Derek and I had a lot of breakdown of, like, we, in a weird way, you had to show the character and give it justice of how ruthless, you know, not only was he trying to kill babies, but he killed his family members. He was, and we felt like we had to do the character justice. You know, I had one scene to work with Tarion, by the way, which was fantastic to work opposite. And we had to really try to tell that story with him. And it's like, it's pride, it's jealousy. He's losing control. Again, the theme, losing control of his kingdom. And, you know, he was trying to really take in, like, what do I need to do? I need to eliminate anything that's a threat to my kingdom. So a little different than these beautiful people and the actors. My character is a little on the bad side.
How difficult is it to play the bad guy? I mean, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
Well, Derek laughs because, not to like keep telling this story, but he cast me and Derek, what was it? How long ago?
15 years ago.
What?
I came in to read the good guy. And just at the end of reading, I was like, you know, do you mind? I secretly learned the lines of the villain. Because I felt like, man, this guy's kind of interesting. And I said, do you mind if I read real quick? And there was like nobody around. It was like I was the last one. And he's like, yeah, sure. He did kind of blew me off. And then what was it like? Two hours later, he's like, yeah, we want to cast you and play the villain. So since then, I've died in every one of your films or or committed suicide, and or I play the villain. So he's trying to tell me something. I don't know what he's trying to say.
He hasn't learned yet, but you know, no. Chris, I will say, Nathan's also producer in the film,
and
he's the reason why we got Capernaum Studios, where we filmed the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So, congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was fun. It was an honor. It is honored. Hopefully, I'll be able to share the screen with all these fine actors one day. We always say we'll run it back somehow, some way.
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure and a joy.
What do you hope viewers take away from this short film?
I know for me, one of the themes that I felt like with Mary and Elizabeth was that Elizabeth was already in her 80s. We're kind of thinking then in her 80s, and she was barren. She could not have children.
Right.
And so when we were talking, a lot of the times in the script and what Derek had written is all about God's timing. Part of having faith is also having faith in God's timing. And I think it's just, even since we've wrapped, I feel like it was very applicable for me just in life. And we want things a certain way. And I believe, Derek, I'll throw it to you, but I think that the green light didn't come till like a year later, where Capernaum Studios was, shout out to Capernaum Studios, where it was available to the actual cast and crew. And it actually worked out so much better because the timing just wasn't right a year prior. And we don't want to wait that extra year because we don't know if it's going to be 1 year or 5 years, right?
Right.
So, and it happened to be around for Mary's birthday that week, which was weird. And wasn't there an eclipse? There was all kinds of like things happening. And on set, it just felt like we all felt so gelled. Joseph was saying, AKA Lee, or Lee, AKA Joseph, we could feel the energy. So I just trust in God's timing. For me, that was big. That was a big one.
Anyone else?
Well, you know, you said something that made me, the difference between like a hero and a villain, right, is their response to trauma. Right. And like you were just saying, it's all about control. We've all kind of echoed that. As you're losing control, it's what's your response to that. And for Mary, it was surrendering. For Joseph, it was surrendering. For Elizabeth, it was supporting. And for Herod, it was none of those things. So, but I think watching you in that trailer, we still haven't seen it, by the way. I don't know if you know. We haven't seen it, but watching you in that trailer, it looked good.
Oh,
I really liked
your.
Oh,
my gosh.
It was menacing. Wow. It was gritty.
Don't we have a second trailer?
Nathan, it should be out right now. Nathan has seen the film, but you guys haven't.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So you all are going to watch it with us this afternoon?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Very excited. My gosh. Yeah. That's so exciting. Yeah. Does anybody else want to answer that question?
What was the question?
The question.
I thought we were just hanging out.
What do you hope viewers take away from this short film?
One last thing. I'm someone that struggles with fear and anxiety. And to me, it's kind of a Mary story. Like I try to put myself into that story. And the things that Elizabeth says to Mary, they're difficult. I put them on paper, but they're difficult for Derek to receive and actually walk that out. But really, I think it's encouraging the audience to overcoming fear, trusting God. And it's difficult, but like once you're able to trust God and fully step forward, fear will go away. Enemy will flee. There's a scene in the film where Mary is tempted to let go of her responsibility that she's been given and tells the enemy to get behind her, flee. Yeah. So like that's what we want to encourage the audience with.
How do you hope God uses virgin birth to encourage families this holiday season?
Oh, to me? Do I have a hot take here? Families and people do not go down Herod's path. I think it's a story that transcends time. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's a biblical story, but also you can apply so many of the, not only the characters, but also what they went through to modern times. And I think, you know, working with Derek, not only as an actor, but a producer, we wanted to be able to not only humanize the characters, but also just real life struggles.
Yeah.
And what these people go through, and not Herod, he's over here, but you know, Elizabeth, Mary, Joseph characters, and Zachariah being there as well. But they didn't already have the Bible to read about themselves, right? But
right.
They were living these moments in real time. But I think for all of us to be able to take like moments and parts of like trusting God's plan, I think at the end of the day, it's trusting God's plan. Like Derek was saying, echoing, his plans are far greater than ours. I think is what we wanted to try to accomplish with this film.
Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to ask you this completely off script. Favorite Christmas movie? Because I believe this is going to be a classic.
Die Hard.
Seriously?
Sorry. Were you going to say it?
Yeah.
Were you going to say it?
Yeah. I'm not mad.
I'm not mad.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, man. I'll go last.
Anybody, do you know? Have you thought about it?
Yeah,
what is it that you look forward to during the holiday season to watch? Oh. Because all of us, come on.
It's a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful life.
That's what I was going to say.
It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life.
You know, that's a gratitude movie.
Yes.
It's all about gratitude. Yeah. So there's so much to say about it.
Well, but, would it be another hot take of Chevy Chase Christmas Vacation?
Yeah. Okay. Not bad. Yeah. Not
bad. Another classic. Yeah. Listen, Die Hard has a lot of good themes
Die
to it, okay?
Hard is
listen.
Good. I'm not mad at you.
You know, Jesus.
Okay, I'm trying to just doing this the whole time.
What I'm going to do, I don't know if this is pro. This isn't going to make it right, but if we could connect Die Hard to what Jesus went through, I mean, there's a lot of parallels to be drawn there. Okay? Is that bad? That's bad.
No, it's not bad.
All right.
Okay, I want to hear from everybody.
You let it.
I have no idea.
None. Okay. If you don't have a movie,
Virgin Birth.
That's a good answer.
Great answer.
Because he's so human.
You stole mine. It's Wonderful Life. I'll go with The Family Man, though, which is kind of Capra-esque with Nicolas Cage.
I love The Family Man.
Okay. Grew up watching and loving not only the song, but, and this is going to sound corny, The Little Drummer Boy. That was mine.
Okay.
Growing up. Loved it. You know, we could say Home Alone and all that stuff too, but thank you so much for joining us for this conversation. To watch the full short film, Virgin Birth, visit klovondemand.com beginning November 25th. And for more faith stories, inspiring interviews, and God at work moments, visit us anytime at klove.com/godstories. I'm Crystal Thornton. Thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas.